Heidi Pritzel, and I'm a licensed clinical social worker, counselor for Ascension Kohler Behavioral Health.
National Suicide Prevention Week is September 8th through the 14th. And I guess, tell us why this week has been set aside for this.
So we look at the Suicide Prevention Week and really focus the whole month of September due to our increase in rates on suicide. You know, our county alone has quite a high rate in violence, and we're looking at over 724 deaths in Wisconsin alone from the years of 2007 to 2011.
What are some of the factors that contribute to somebody considering suicide?
So we look at some of the warning signs and risk factors that can occur with somebody. So when we think of risk factors, we think of history of mental illness, maybe a previous attempt of suicide. And even when we look at stats, you know, some of the highest rates are our male population in the age of 45 to 54. And then when we look more at the warning signs, we're looking at any previous suicide attempts, co-occurring depression, moodiness, hopelessness, giving away prized possessions, or even unexplained anger and aggression and irritability. And we find that more in our adolescents.
Let's say these behaviors are coming out. What should someone who sees this do?
Well, we're really bringing education and awareness to our community. So we're really wanting people to be educated, to listen to the individual who may be experiencing these thoughts, and to ask them directly, are they suicidal, and helping them to get support, whether that's with a primary doctor or nurse practitioner, or linking them into their pastor, priest, or a family member that they trust.
And it goes to the point of a person perhaps saving someone else's life if they just pay attention to the signs, right?
Correct. And that's kind of what we hope to bring awareness on for this month is, number one, educating yourself on mental health and the resources available in our area, listening to the other, just letting them know they're not alone, I think are some of the key points that we would like to make.
I know there's been an emphasis among veterans for this. Do veterans have a higher percentage, or are they pretty much with the population in terms of suicide rates?
Correct. When we look at the same stats that we have for Wisconsin, so when we look at, it's called the Wisconsin Interactive Statistics on Health, and that comes from DHS. And the last report for veterans, there was over 680 veterans who died by suicide from 2007 to 2011. So on average, that's about 23 suicides a day, 22 veterans and one active duty.
Has the rate been going, you mentioned the high rate in Vilas County, has the rate been going higher over time?
Yes, it has. I remember last year when we were doing similar interviews, you know, our national rate was at that time about 13.1% per 100,000, and now it's up to 13.5, almost 14%. Within Vilas, we don't have newer stats, but we're at about 21.2% per 100,000 residents.
I guess maybe we talked about other people observing someone who may be having a problem, but let's say somebody who's listening is thinking, or the thoughts have crossed their mind about this. So what should they do?
We encourage them to seek help, to, you know, link back with their primary nurse practitioner or doctor. There are some local crisis lines available as well. So we have our Tri-County crisis number, which is available 24/7, and that phone number is 1-888-299-1188. And if somebody doesn't feel comfortable in talking to an individual, there is also our text hope line, which is available 24/7. And that number is 741-741. And then if there is an immediate need, we always encourage that individual to seek emergency room, the closest emergency room. Within this prevention week, are hosting the Ripple Effect screening. And so this is a movie and a film that was put on by Kevin Hines. And at the age of 19, Kevin attempted suicide off the Golden Gate Bridge. And he's one of about 25, 26 survivors. So this film focuses on those affected by his attempt at the age of 19. So they talk to, you know, the local Coast Guard, the nurse who was present that day in the emergency room, and talk about the impact that that day had on everyone. In addition to that, you know, Kevin is a recognized national speaker, and he has done several presentations, even to include Woodruff, right here last May, on his journey and recovery. So he, along with several others who were impacted by the Golden Gate Bridge, recently were able to get a net up so there will never be a suicide on the Golden Gate Bridge again. So this is an excellent film. It is free to the public, and it's going to be hosted on September 25th from 5:30 to 8 at Nicolet College at the Lakeside Center.